bold. He's got one button too many done.
With the 16th pick in the NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks take.
Shh. Ooh, that's good.
Oh, you're delayed. Sorry.
I'm delayed.
You need it. Just think you're gonna be happy. Well, you're delayed a lot. The pick is in.
Woo! That's who we wanted.
It's a great pick.
God, that's a good pick.
Let's tell everyone what we were talking about. When you draft all the quarterbacks, the top six quarterbacks, other players are open, other players are fall, and this defensive player fell. I mean, he's a top 10 pick that you guys got at 16.
He is, and we missed on Jalen Carter. We missed on Jalen Carter. We weren't going to miss again.
No,
Schneider. I mean, like I said, great, really, really good top five players just got pushed into the back half, the back half of that. I was going to call it the lottery picks, but it's not. But the back half or the middle half of the first round. And I mean, him and Leonard Williams will eat people up. And this is what we haven't had. A run-stopping team. God, that's so nice. Get after that. I bet you know who's rejoicing more than anyone in that locker room? Tariq Woolen, Witherspoon, Love, and the rest of your secondary.
Yeah.
You see that guy coming after you? We ran a sub 540.
Look, they throw it up on the big board. You'll see it in Boy May, linebacker. So you've got, coming into this draft, I'm like, the Seahawks have to do something on the offensive line and or the defensive line. And they did something on the defensive line here. And it reminds me of this. Fantasy football, when everyone's making their great run and they're drafting the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, you know a top player that should have been picked in a certain draft position is going to fall to you. And that's exactly what happened here with Dallas.
I agree with you. It's either trade back with the fact you're exactly right. Quarterbacks were drafted, a great player. I mean, I can't wait. What does Field Yates have to say?
Yeah, let's hear this. So, hello and welcome to Big Ben and K Win on NoFilter.net, YouTube, and Caffeine TV. Each week we broadcast live. Tonight, it's Thursday, April 25th. The NFL draft. I'm Kay Wynn. He's Big Ben, and he will not be the seventh quarterback taken in the first round.
I will not. Who will be, though?
Next up, Spencer Rattler.
Ooh, I like that.
Raiders take him on day two or day three?
So Spencer Rattler was QB1 of QB1. I think there was a show called QB1, and he was like the QB1 of QB1s. And now he's the seventh quarterback. It just shows you how things can change.
Oh, my bad. I said Dallas Turner. I mean, Dallas Turner got selected by the Vikings. Byron Murphy got selected by the Seahawks.
Seahawks, you're right. All right, I got something for you.
Let's hear it.
Let me take you back to 1983. How long ago was that?
93 or 83?
83. Oh, that's almost 40. I was born in 84, so that's 40 years ago.
That was before birth.
That was before birth. The draft before birth. So the draft before birth. Let me take you through the six quarterbacks that were picked in the first round. You ready?
I'm ready.
John Elway. Out of what university?
Stanford.
Number one. Todd Blackledge. Want to guess? I don't know either. He's number
Miami.
Seven. Number seven. No. Yes, it could have been. Might have been Miami. Number 14. This guy actually played at Miami, I believe. Jim Kelly.
Yes, he did.
He did. Then you have Tony Eason at 15. Ken O'Brien at 24. And the fantasy football quarterback he wanted through the 80s and 90s.
Dan Marino.
So what does that smell like to you? Now, they all weren't taken in the top 12 or whatever you had just now, top 10. But we had six quarterbacks. So you had three, Elway, Kelly, and Marino. People still remember. Jim O'Brien, maybe, if you're a Jets fan or something like that. Todd Blackledge, probably not. And definitely not Tony Eason. So my question to you, who's Kelly, Elway, Kelly, and Marino in this draft class, and who's Blackledge, Eason, and O'Brien, and why?
So Marino put up great stats, but never won a Super Bowl. Slingshot arm, adored by many for his feet, what he would do inside of the pocket. Caleb Williams, I think he's going to put up big numbers. They got Adunze. They've got Keenan Allen. They have, what's the guy they got? DJ Moore. They got De'Ara Swift out of the backfield. Big numbers. This year and throughout his career, no Super Bowl. He is the Dan Marino. John Elway, two Super Bowls. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be John Elway out of this draft.
You don't see a John Elway.
So you're saying a quarterback that wins two Super Bowls, all-time franchise quarterback for his franchise? That's not Drake May. Jaden Daniels.
J.J. McCarthy. Is he just Kirk Cousins, but just a bit better? Just a bit better.
Colin Coward's been all over J.J. McCarthy all week.
In what respect?
Like, overrated, shouldn't be first round, yada, yada, yada. He doesn't know. I don't know, because we haven't seen enough tape on him.
He played, what, 18 games? Yeah. No, 19 games? 18-1 as it started?
Yeah, two seasons. But they ran on the ball a lot. He didn't do much. That's not to say he's not talented. I'm going no one is Elway. Or do I have to pick someone?
You have to pick someone. The closest to the flag.
Michael Penix.
Falcons. Michael Penix.
He's the closest to Elway.
He's got sneaky good weapons. If they slot him in right away, like all of a sudden Kyle Pitts probably reemerges a little bit, right?
Yeah.
He's got Drake London. London. Yeah. And then Bijan.
Okay, so Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly. Who?
Jim Kelly's J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, just good
enough to get there. Just good enough to get there.
But not good enough to win.
And then when you have to be that guy, you know, you can have the team around you, like Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed. Like, the Bills were good for a long, long time. They sustained that. It's probably the last time that's going to happen. Like, four straight Super Bowls. Chiefs. Yeah. No, Chiefs might be close.
But they've been exposed.
What I was saying in that is it takes a long – you have to have the same players around you year in, year out. And with the way that salary cap and people in contracts, like, no one's getting – guys are asking to be traded because they're not willing to give them 3 to 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're just getting franchised. I disagree with you. I think there is an Elway.
Okay. Well, I said Penix was Elway. I changed.
Okay, you got Penix. Are you just risk adverse? Like, you're taking the guys that weren't drafted so high up? Like, why don't you like Drake May?
So when I hear John Elway, I hear a quarterback who's going to win two Super Bowls. I don't know if Drake May and the Patriots can win two Super Bowls. This is nothing against Drake May. I'm basing it on winning Super Bowls. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I think he's going to be a slight below Josh Allen. He's built like that. He's strong like that. But Drake May ain't winning two Super Bowls.
Is it a result of just the teams they're playing on? Or if I said this, if I said yes. Drake May
and the personnel around them.
If Drake May's on the Falcons, is he John Elway?
Yes. You put me on the Falcons, I'll win three Super Bowls.
Oh, I love it. All right. Who's the steal of the draft so far? And who's the GM needs to be fired?
Steal of the draft so far? I'm going to say best player drafted besides the Seahawks. I'm going to go with Brock Bowers with the Raiders. Like, he was a top 10 pick. Some say top 8. Generational tight end. Explosive. Can do it all. I'm a little worried about who's going to get him the ball.
Whoa.
I said I'm a little worried about who's getting him the ball, but the Raiders have a great draft pick and future with him. Let me ask you this. You're a GM. You've got Devontae Adams. You got Jacoby Myers. You've got Brock Bowers. What are you going to do this year? Are you going to try to trade for a quarterback like a Sam Bradford or someone else to fill in? or are you just going to play this year out and hope to draft someone next year? Like,
so who's in the QB room right now?
Minshew
and
Aiden O'Connell.
Listen, if you're going to bring in, I don't want to call it Gardner Minshew middle of the road, but he's middle of the road. He got the Colts to a playoff game.
Yeah.
I will say this. He's an entertainer. He's going to keep it fun. I think there's that part of the aspect like that may play into the decision, but who are you going to go out and get at this point? Sam Bradford, literally? Like, are you going to go ask Sam Bradford to come back to the NFL? I think they have.
Bradford's on the Vikings. I mean, he might lose his spot in training camp.
Well, hold on. I think what ended up happening was the Raiders had no idea there was going to be the run that happened on the quarterback. Some people were projecting Michael Penix to come down with him, and then Bo Nix goes at 11.
Yeah.
Like, the Raiders had no idea. And you know what I'm going to go to a game. If Minshew's the week one starter, I'm going to try to go there.
I'm coming with you.
Okay, I will meet you in Vegas. In fact, let's look at that schedule right now.
While you're looking at that schedule, I want to bring up a great point because we're a West Coast pod and we love West Coast teams. If Jaden Daniels had not left Arizona State, and I'm glad he did because it was a great move. He won the Heisman. He's a second overall pick. Put up monster year. The Pac-12 would have had, count them out with me, what, four quarterbacks drafted in the top 12 with Caleb Williams, Penix, Bo Nix, and Jaden Daniels. What a year for the Pac-12. That is no longer.
Imagine that's the calling card or the farewell card of the Pac-12 when it comes to college football. Just watch elite quarterbacks go in and do well, which I hope they do. I mean, the Penix story is a great one. The Bo Nix story is a great one. But it'd probably validate just how good that conference was this past year.
And we've been on this show the last 3 years talking about the SEC, the SEC, the SEC. Real time, look at how many Pac-12 people are drafted in the first round. You got Williams one. You've got Penix and Adunze. So you're at three. You got Bo Nix at four. You've got Fugawa at Oregon State. I probably butchered his name. Five. Latufa at UCLA. Six. You've got six out of the top 18 from the Pac-12 this year. The Pac-12 is back. Or was back, and now it's gone. What does Jay-Z say? Grand opening, grand closing.
Oh, the Raiders. Okay, at home, the Raiders conference opponents, but then they had the Browns, Steelers, Falcons. I don't know if I want to go there and watch a Chiefs game. Do you?
I can't stand the Chiefs. I'll go to any game.
But the Chiefs?
But the Chiefs. I can't with the Chiefs. Let's go to a Chargers game. Raiders, Chargers. Raiders, Broncos.
Okay, I'm in. if I can watch Gardner down there win a football game in Allegiant Stadium, I'd love to. It's a Spears.
All right, going back to your sentence, the best player drafted, in my opinion, at the spot, Brock Borders, Bowers, pick. I mean, this whole draft has been pretty chalky. So I don't think you can really fire a GM quite yet. Can you? I mean, you can fire the Giants GM for giving Daniel Jones that contract.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, you're right. The players are too good at this point. Some would say the reach was with Penix, but I think
that was a definite reach.
If you're the Falcons, though, and you believe that's the guy, like, you've missed a lot. You missed on Desmond Ridder. Like, you better know something that someone else doesn't.
So if you're the Falcons, you gave Kirk Cousins all that money, guaranteed money. Are you saying Kurt's going to last 1-2 years and then it's Penix time? Because if not, you should have drafted one of those defensive stars that fell. Byron Murphy or Dallas Turner.
Aiden O'Connell was starting in the NFL last year. I'm sorry, but that guy's not good enough to be starting on a CFL team. That's my opinion. But I think what the Falcons are doing, they're hedging. The quarter, this day and age, the quarterback is the most vital player on your team, bar none. I mean, it's been proven. It's been proven. So
it's proven this year with the 6 quarterbacks drafted.
Yeah, exactly. So stock up. We have guys on our, I mean, fantasy football league. Like, I'll take 2 quarterbacks in the first 6 rounds. Like, it's because if your quarterback's going, your team's going. If he's putting up 40, you can't lose. I don't know. I mean, the same can't be said for the NFL, but I mean, maybe you got a righty in the rotation, you got a lefty in the rotation. I don't know. I don't think it's a non-belief in Kirk Cousins, but he is old. Guy's getting up there.
I think Kirk could get hurt, just like any quarterback can get hurt, but I think it's more along the lines of there's no one coming next year or the year after that in their mind that's as good as Penix to step in with that offense.
Agreed. Yeah. So make sure you have the future sitting behind someone who's, yeah, might be a 1-year deal. And I think your assets are depreciating, right? If you're the Falcons, you know, we just had Kyle Pitts and he's probably one of the best athletes, best tight ends athletically in the NFL. And he hasn't done spit the last 3 years. Like, he's depreciating. He's getting older. Like, you only have so much time with those assets. So if you don't have someone at least serviceable, which Desmond Ridder wasn't, then you're getting
Marcus Mariota wasn't.
Right. You're getting Taylor Heineke
wasn't.
Exactly.
And look at how close they came to making the playoffs in the South.
Well, the NFC South is garbage. Trash truck. Trash truck. Back it up. I'm always surprised how many people just go out and fly to Detroit. Last year was Vegas, right? Or Cleveland? Yeah.
I think it was
Cleveland. Vegas or Cleveland?
Eminem was there. You knew they were going to break out Eminem.
But they said there's like 100 ungodly amount of people just out there on the streets.
Yeah. Hey, there's a draft party in Hermosa Beach for the Rams. I went for a run today and I was walking down and there's just Rams gear. They set up a football field. The Rams are about to draft right now. You give me like 5 minutes, I can run down there. I can be your live correspondent at the Rams draft party.
Please do it.
I can't make it down that quick.
No joke. I did this 1 year. Got a keg for the draft. And the draft's on a Thursday, right? Yeah. It starts at like 5. I was like, all right, you guys are all coming over. Show up by 4. We filled out a draft, an expected draft. You had to figure out, like, you know, you had to come up and have a guess on where, who was getting drafted where.
Yeah.
And then the winner got some pot of money. We ended up killing the keg by the end of the first round. And like the winner had 3 picks right. It was a good time. It was a good time. I've never heard of Jared Verse.
That's your Aaron Donald replacement. I can tell you this, the 49ers offensive line is happy with Jared Verse and no Aaron Donald coming in next year. Speaking of my Niners.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How many is too many people at a pre-draft party? Like, if you're a prospect, like, is there a producer there going like, listen, buddy, you got to nail it down to like 12 so they can stay in the, or how many do you invite?
What pick am I? Am I a top 5 pick? Am I late first round?
You say it's well. If you're renting out the gymnasium, the high school gymnasium, and if you're a top 5 pick.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know you're going to get picked. Bring all your buddies. Bring all the people. But if you're like a day 2 pick, in between day 1 and day 2 pick, I don't want 100, 500,000 people. Hey, Kyle, what's up? Why are you slipping? What's going on? And it's just getting quiet around you. No one's talking. People get up and leave. No, you're on the couch with your parents and your girlfriend or your siblings?
Who was like a for sure day one pick? Wasn't it Jimmy Clausen? And like they're like kept panning into Jimmy Clausen at his home. Oh yeah, Jimmy. And then he just didn't go that day. And so they show him the next day and it's him by himself, I think, on the phone. It was either him, Drew Brees, or some quarterback. But you're bringing – so if you're top five, whoever wants to come can come.
Actually, if you're top five, you're at the draft.
Okay.
Right?
So say you're 15 plus. You're outside the lottery.
Okay. 20 people.
Okay. Who are they?
My immediate family. If we're going back in time, my girlfriend at the time, my brother, I'd have you, I'd have Gambucci.
I wasn't there.
Turkey Toes. I'd have Ethan. I'd have my high school coach. I'd have my college coach, my Pop Warner coach. There and
what are you wearing?
I'm suited up. I'm blinging too. Do you see that guy on LSU leak? You see his chain? I'm coming strong with some jewelry.
Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
Suited though. What if you're sitting there for a little while?
Like, you're gonna be on TV. You know, it's all about presentation and sponsorships. You got to put on. You're not gonna be in there in like your joggers and like a ripped t-shirt.
If it's all about sponsorship, I'm eating Doritos, drinking a Coca-Cola, and I got a freaking Snuggie on. Like, what are you talking about sponsorships?
Potential future sponsorships. You want to let everyone know that you're a man of the people, someone who could dress up and endorse and represent a product.
So you see it as an audition.
I see it as an audition.
That's fair.
You know what you don't see enough in football that you see in basketball is once a player has been drafted, he's traded and then he's got a new hat on. You don't see that as much in football.
Right. Is that taking place?
I don't ever see it. The trade always happens before. It never happens after. I love it when someone taps you on the shoulder and they give you a new hat and you got to put on the new hat because you're going somewhere else.
Some guy got traded three times a few years back. Like he was. Yeah, I don't see that happening. And you, I think that there's just so much time between picks.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to know the numbers, the difference in viewership of the NFL draft versus the NBA. But like in between picks and the number of commercials and just, I mean, it's a slog. What are we halfway through? And it started at 5?
Yeah. And this is a 3-day event too.
And it's 7:30. It's going to be a 5-hour first round. You go golfing, come home. Ridiculous. You're going to see every preview for every movie and every show on every network. And then every car, too.
Every car.
I mean, if I'm NFL, I do the same thing, though.
It's a big marketing event. You have to do it. You want to talk about my Niners and then hear my KD theory and then we're out?
Can we just talk about your KD theory?
Brandon Ayuk is going into his fifth year. It's the last year of his rookie deal. They say they want to keep him. He's making a lot of noise on all social media platforms. I don't think they have enough money to keep him. I think they're going to have to draft his replacement just in case they can't sign him. So I think the Niners, who desperately need quarterback help, they're going to draft a wide receiver in the first round. And I've got it down to two people. Do you want to hear these people? It's a little forecasting right now. They're going to either get, there's no way Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU will stick. Steelers will probably get him. So here we go. It is going to be Xavier Legette or Keon Coleman from Florida State. Xavier Legette from South Carolina or Keon Coleman from Florida State. Keon Coleman, disappointing 40 time, ran a 4.6, but hey, some people say he's like a Puka Nacua, the way he breaks routes. He's big. He's strong. That's who the Niners have to get. Wide receiver.
After watching Juwan Jennings, you don't think he's the next guy up?
Well, then you can draft this receiver, and he could be the next Juwan Jennings.
There you go. Ayuk has always seemed, he's polarizing to me. Like he'll show up big some days and then just kind of fall.
You're telling me another team wouldn't want to sign him? He's a second team all pro. Seven touchdowns, like 1,500 yards.
I'm not saying another team wouldn't. I'm just saying I don't believe. I think he's been over-delivering kind of relative just with – listen, like I've said it all along. Like Niners have the most weapons, the most dangerous team on offense of any team in the league. Like CMC, Kittle, Debo, and so forth. I think Ayuk's just benefited from that. Like it's just so much misdirection in the offense, and he's I can go sit in a zone and you know get thrown to. I agree with you. You probably need a pick. Why not this guy out of Texas that ran a 4.29?
Ooh.
Too small.
Is that Howard?
Too small.
I like him too. Are we talking about Xavier Worthy?
That's Mitchell.
Adonai Mitchell. I'll take him too. Just give me a wide receiver.
Sorry, it wasn't Mitchell. I was talking Worthy. Sorry.
Worthy. Yeah.
4.21. Deshaun Jackson. Comp. I always like the comps. Who do you think picks the comps? Matt Miller?
Maybe.
What if that was your job, picking comps?
But I feel like the Niners need a bigger wide receiver.
They do.
They need a bigger, longer wide receiver. They don't need a little short, quick guy in the slot. Because Debo's in the slot.
Well, your QB's so short. You have to lean back to throw over. It's going to be tall.
Wow.
I mean,
always got to take a hit on Purdy.
It's the truth.
Well,
the Niners.
I'm going to take a hit on your boy KD right now. Here's my theory. It's the KD plus three theory. KD has to be on the court with three Hall of Famers to win a championship. He's only done it in Golden State because he's with Steph. Count them out with me. Steph, Draymond, and Clay, and KD. You get KD in Brooklyn, can't win, even though he's got Kyrie and James Harden. Get KD in OKC, can't win, even though he's got Westbrook and Harden again. Get KD in Phoenix, he's only got one other Hall of Famer, potentially, in Devin Booker. Suns are done. Franchise is over. Get your Indiana Fever gear if you live in Gilbert, Sedona, Scottsdale, because KD just ruined another franchise.
I have a better analogy for KD, I think. I think KD is no, I won't go there. Let me just say this. Bradley Beal is not a winner. He hasn't been a winner. Devin Booker, they've been to NBA Finals?
Yeah, lost to the Bucks.
They lost to the Bucks. And watching Durant, he can take over games for a very finite time. Like he's just not built the way. And I think that's what it's coming down to. The guy is just, he's not built like LeBron. Like LeBron could, you know, LeBron can take it. He still get up, like get into people. And Durant's just slight, if you would. I think that hurts him later in the course of a season. And you're right. Maybe he does need three Hall of Famers.
I think the difference.
Who doesn't need three?
Steph didn't. 2020 title.
Okay.
He had Clay on one.
I'm not coming at Steph with this.
Clay comment. On one leg. Shh. And Draymond. LeBron in Cleveland. 16.
You know what I'm mad at? I got about. Because KD is like my guy when it comes to signed memorabilia. So like. I need KD to leave on a high note here, and it's not happening. It is not happening.
The real issue, in my opinion, is KD is a great player. You could argue he's top 11-ish all time. Is he does not make other players on his team better. LeBron did that. LeBron carried Cleveland. LeBron made.
I agree with you there.
The players on the Heat better. Steph, say what you want him. He creates a matchup problem. He spaces the court. Everyone around plays better. KD's going to put up his numbers, but if he doesn't have other players around him who play their certain roles and have a deep bench, it's not much. Grayson Allen's hurt. Your boy Nurk is trying, but they don't really have anything else.
They Eric Gordon rebound the ball. Prime. They do not rebound the ball. You should see those guys. I went and
watched. Or play defense.
Yes, exactly. I watched them play the Celtics. We were at the Footprint Center, it's called, I think. And you saw down the stretch, like all these guys, the ball was shot just no one to go for the rebound. Like Nurk's down there just trying to keep guys off the boards, but all four other guys are, you know, at half court. They didn't rebound. And then, yeah, the transition D, all these guys, they want to trade buckets towards the end. But that didn't happen. They lost to the Celtics. Celtics came back. I agree with you. Durant, I don't know if he needs three Hall of Famers, but he doesn't need Bradley Beal on his team.
He can't win with two Hall of Famers and it's two other stops, three other stops. I'm off Durant.
You're off Durant? When were you on Durant? Just when he was on the Warriors?
Just when he was on the Warriors and he won us two titles.
I do like how they're doing these little animated show things.
All right, should we wrap this up? You got anything else to cover?
Just shout out, Mike. I'm a Coug, but the Huskies are going to have a lot of players in this draft class. Like, you look at, they have two more wide receivers that could go early in the second day. They just had an offensive guard. They had a quarterback go. Like, the entire starting offense may get drafted. Pretty now you know why Kalen DeBoer is the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide right now.
Now you know why it's so important to go to a BCS bowl game, because all your players get all that visibility against the SEC or the Big 12 or the Big 10. And because of that, it catapulted a lot of these people into higher draft slots.
Agreed. Bill Belichick was at a UW practice recently.
Ooh.
What's that all about? I don't know. Let's get out of here.
All right. At Big Ben Kaywin _ at Big Ben Kaywin _ Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Facebook. We're all over. Download, listen, subscribe, 5-star us anywhere you get your podcast. You want to listen to us live or on demand, nofilter.net, Caffeine TV, YouTube. I'm Kaywin. He's Big Ben. You don't like the Facebook call, do you?
Not TikTok. No. We're off. We've shattered. Taking all our information back before it's officially banned. Seahawks, great pick. We're coming for you, Kaywin.
Boom.
Get to that Rams party.
I will. I'm out.
Boom. Later.